How you guys doing? Welcome back to another episode of ATP Sit and Talk. I'm here today with Rich Mind Supply. How you doing today, bro?
How you doing, guys doing today? So glad to be here. Glad to be with you guys and share some information and learn some things.
I'm excited to have you, bro. I actually met Rich Mind at a pop-up. Shout out to Sorda and everybody out Sorda.
Shout out Sorda.
And I fell in love with the story. I fell in love with your message, bro, what you're trying to do. And I really wanted to have you on this ATP Sit and Talk. So I really thank you for coming today and spreading some vibes with everybody and showing your message and, you know, talking about your statement of what you're doing out here.
Appreciate it, man. Well, I thank you for having me. And, you know, we're going to get some good gems today.
Starting out, bro. So what made you want to start what you're doing? Like, what brought you that?
I wanted to do something to be able to reach out to multiple people and this to be able to give back in a certain way. So I was just sitting around and just coming up with different ideas, different logos, and Rich Mind came to my head, and I really thought, I was like, oh, that's not something somebody's gonna want to really wear, but, and I just kept going with it, and I just made a couple of designs, and then it just grew. I kept meeting different people, and people kept coming to my life, and they just evolved, really, you know, and that's what made me, you know, say, hey, well, this is, what I'm doing is real, because all these people and everyone that's just falling into my life is just making it grow bigger and bigger. So, you know, and so one shirt led to another, and now we have grown in the past 6 months. So I just want to keep it going, keep the train on the rails, and, you know, keep making it grow bigger.
Going down like the past, what really made you or triggered you to really want to start this?
Well, I was a cancer survivor. I'm a cancer survivor.
Congratulations, brother.
I appreciate that. And, you know, there's some things in my life that I've been through, and, you know, I really didn't want to, I really want to depend on other people, you know.
Yeah,
so
absolutely, you know.
You know, and so I was like, man, you know, go the entrepreneur route and do some things. And I wanted to work with kids. So this all naturally started out with working with kids, for a kid clothing brand, to where they can, well, for the future for Rich Mind, I see, I want to do classes under Rich Mind University. And it's called Rich Mind Supply Co., but under that I have Rich Mind University. And I want kids to be able to get an opportunity to learn and get into certain fields before they go off to spend so much money on college. And like, I'm like $90,000 in debt, and, you know, I'm not even using my degree. So if we can, you know, get kids out here and give them a head start on certain things, then that's what I want to do. So under that, you can bring your kids to the Rich Mind University and have certain classes, and I guess that, and that'll give, you know, teachers, and I have a couple of friends and a couple of businesses and opportunities to connect with the different people as well. And then hopefully in the future, if things keeps going the way it's going, we can create a summer camp to where, you know, your kids can come to a summer camp and it's like a university where we're learning coding and, you know, just different classes. And
that's really different from like any brand that I've seen, you know, personally being my own brand and everything. I haven't seen anything like that, and your ideas behind what you're trying to do to make it grow, I've never seen that either. So that's really cool that you have, like, you're trying to not make it just about the clothes but about a message as well,
right?
You know,
and
expand it,
and actually, and then when you look at it, it's like there's a college in every state, right?
Yeah.
So if I can get people wearing my clothes in different states, is that we can build a community. And so to where, you know, I can make connections, internships. We have different internship opportunities in different states, so I can connect different people all over the, you know, United States and maybe the world, you know.
Yeah.
So
absolutely, that's cool. No, that's really, that's interesting, and I think that's going to be a concept, not even a concept, but the ideology of what you're doing is already, you know, it's good, it's good intentions, and you're trying to do things to make some differences. So I feel like that alone is going to have its impact. And, you know, like I said, it's not just clothes, you're trying to make it more than,
right,
you know, more than the average,
and be cool at the same time. So, you know,
hey, yeah, no, no, you have to add your style. Where do you draw a lot of the sense of the style for that,
man? My garage, honestly, just this, man, my head, I come with so many different thoughts, and
yeah,
and I just trying to stay on course with Find Your Peace. I don't know if you see, it's actually a puzzle piece in the brain. So one of my things is, like for this summer, I'm creating a Find Your Peace collection, And so it's all about, we all represent something. We all have a skill, but we all have to just find our piece of the puzzle. So that's what Rich Mind Supply Co. actually means. It's about finding your piece of the puzzle. And once like you do that, we can now come together and piece them together, like me and you are doing right now. You know, who knows what this is going to lead to. And so, you know, we all finding our little piece in this life that we live in right now. And it's all trying to find where we fit. And, you know, and then I guess hopefully people realize once that spot is taken, nothing else can fit there. You know what I mean? So you got to find your own piece, you know, so.
How do you take on, when you say find your own piece, how do you take on finding peace right now, like in your day-to-day life?
Man, just doing what I believe is best for me, and not asking questions and not worrying about and caring what other people think. Just doing it because it's something I love to do. And you know, not worrying about the outsiders, not worrying about all this stuff going on. You know, I cut the TV. I don't even have television.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't either.
Even see the news. Netflix. I don't have no clue what's going on. So people are like, why? Because I don't know what's going on in the world. I'm just, you know, focused on me and bettering my family and bettering the people around me and just, you know, trying to lead by example. And so, you know.
Have you, like, blocking out television and blocking out everything that you said you do, has that helped increase your time with your family and increase just time and what you're putting effort towards?
Most definitely. I mean, because that's all. You realize that's what the focus is about. And then you get so busy with doing the stuff that you want to do and the stuff that you feel that's going to better yourself.
Yeah.
And that's get time consuming in itself. So, you know, it all plays this part.
Do you feel like, I know you told me you have kids, right?
Yeah.
You said one boy, one girl?
One boy, one girl, and I have a little boy on the way. I'm so excited.
Congrats, man.
Mm-hmm.
How has having kids kind of giving you motivation to do what you're doing?
Yes, most definitely. Yes. I wouldn't say necessarily because I have the motivation, but it gives me more motivation to be even more successful, to pass something along down to them.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm a person, I'm gonna grind regardless of, you know, because that's, you know, but I want to leave a legacy and leave something, you know, that they can gravitate towards. So that's, you know, my goal, my LLC, my daughter's on it, you know, and just stuff like that, and just keep building that aspect on it and the kids, so they have something to, you know, look up to and say, oh, you know, and put their, especially my son, you know, it's going to be his last name too as well. So, you know, give him something to, and my daughter as well. So
I like how you're thinking long term as well, because like I feel many people go into it not thinking so long term. They go into like this brand stuff kind of just, I went into it not knowing that, you know, kind of just like, let me see where this is going to go and what's going to happen, and like we'll ride along, you know, the trip. So that's good that you entered already with that mindset.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, you got to, because it's more than just the clothes. It's like, what's the meaning behind it? And for Christmas, I was supposed to be donating hats to kids with cancer. They got done kind of late, so they're getting them this week, actually. I'm pretty excited about that. But, you know, we have 30 kids, and we're giving them beanies, even some adults as well. And it's with the Teen Cancer of America. So when I had cancer, I was 16 years old, but I was with, you know, little kids, like 9, 4 years old, 2 years old, or either I was with grown adults. There was no such thing as a Teen Cancer Ward, and they're really not meeting now. So this organization, Teen Cancer America, is trying to help with that and build teen cancer wards across America. So, you know, through their help, I was able to donate these hats to these kids and other items as well, and just hopefully put a smile on their face. And soon things will be on their website, so you can go and purchase items from their website, and 5% goes to helping build teen cancer wards for kids in the United States of America.
How did you get involved with them?
I was doing an event. I think I did something like with Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes did an event, and it was so long ago. I don't know, you know how people just cross your paths, what I mean?
Absolutely,
you meet this person, you meet that person.
Yeah.
So I have a friend called Danny, and he has an organization called Joy Juice. And he does makeovers for kids of cancer. You know, I was involved into that. And then this just grew and, you know, just doing different events, marathons and things. And so, you know, they really mean a lot to me and what they're trying to do. And they're really, their names are Simon and Geraldine. Simon and Geraldine, hello. But their organization is really good. So you can go to teencanceramerica.org, if I'm correct, or .com, and check them out. And then hopefully, you know, I can get some stuff from their website. Stuff will be on their website, and then help build that as well.
How have you learned to progress through everything that you've been through?
I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I guess when you know you're meant for something bigger than this, like, it's like itch that you can't scratch, kind of.
It's like a fire that you
right,
put out.
Right, right. It's like, you know, it's like, right. And it's like, you get knocked down, but you, I'm that type of person. Like, I'm going to fall a million times, but I'm going to get back up a million and one.
100%.
You know, it was this, like, I put it this way. I moved to LA for acting and, you know.
No way for acting?
Yeah, really? You know, I did a little stuff, you know, and shooting
cool,
and stuff.
That's cool.
Thanks. But then I realized something isn't for everyone. You know what I mean? Not saying I still can't do it, because
All the possibilities, bro.
Right,
right.
But life leads you in directions.
Oh, it does.
You can go against the directions that life is leading you. And sometimes when I've done that, things turned out wrong. So now I look at it like, you know, the way God is leading me, the universe is leading me, whatever you want to call it, I just want to keep following that path. And in doing that, things have just been like, you know, and so it's like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So that's what I'm leading with, and, you know, it's leading me to happiness, you know what I mean, and knowing that it's all the possibilities.
It always is, right?
Right.
I feel like a good example of that saying, too, is like, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
We learn from our trials, and we learn, you know, we definitely learn through our trials and every obstacle I feel that we are given. And everybody's path is different. And from our past that we are given, we just have to kind of find our way within that, you know, and get through every obstacle that we're faced with and get through it. And it forms us, you know, it forms us and it creates us all the hard times to be better. It does.
Right.
How do you see Rich Minds apply in about 5 years?
Man.
Or how hard do you want to go, bro? Like, what?
Well, right now, I'm applying for the Super Bowl. It's going to be in LA.
Yeah.
So I submit an application for that to be a vendor out there. And, you know, like.
That'd be awesome, dude.
Right, that'd be. And get that NFL sponsor logo. Rich Minds NFL? Oh, that'd be cool. Right. You know, even for the kids. But, man, right now.
I like how you involve youth a lot with your brand and with what you're doing. Because that's something here, all the possibilities, something that I have, something. I'm more with, like, teens, but even youngs as well, the youngsters. But I like how you involve that into the brand, because that just shows that you, there's just so much more depth into what you're doing, and you're really trying to give back. You know?
Right, and that's how it started, but then adults, and then people don't understand the pricing.
Yeah,
making the clothes for kids is almost the same as the, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how it started, and then more, you know, adults started leaning towards it, and so now it just keep growing. Like I was saying, and things just keep falling. You meet different designers. You know, you all team up, and my ideas just grow and grow and grow, and it just keeps leading to other things. So right now, I just look at it like, get these orders in, make great customer service, build great designs, work with the kids, give back. And in doing that, it's going to grow organically. And that's my thing, organically. Let things happen organically. As long as you're putting the good work in, doing the good stuff you're supposed to be doing, leading people in the right direction.
Rich Mind Supply.
You know what I mean?
It's
going to happen. And then in doing that, you're going to reach the people you're supposed to reach. And I can do all this stuff on Instagram, and yes, I do it. But am I actually reaching the people that I want to reach, or the people that, you know, really understand what we're trying to do here? And if not, hopefully they see it and they learn and want to. So yeah, man.
How has your past shaped you to, like, to the man that you are now, to what you're trying to be? Because honestly, like, you know, I go back, I ask this question a lot of podcasts. I usually go, my main iconic question, whoever keeps up with the podcast, would be, hey, if you can go back to your 6-year-old self, what would you tell yourself knowing what you know now? Or even just going back to, how has your past defined everything now?
I wouldn't go back at all.
You wouldn't go back at all? Mm-mm.
I wouldn't change nothing, from the cancer to the being spine surgeries to the troubles. I wouldn't change nothing, because I wouldn't be sitting with you right now. So that's what people gotta understand. Is like, you can say, oh, what would you tell yourself, but you, by that time, if you did that, you would be trying to tell yourself something else different. You know, if somebody was asking you that same question, then, if that makes sense.
Yeah, whatever, no, I get you.
You know what I mean? And so, I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't change nothing. You know, I'm happy. I'm happy with myself and happy with life and learning how to make myself happy every single day. You know what I mean? And so,
amen, brother. Amen.
I wouldn't even, that's not even a thought that I have.
And how would you say you want to shape everything, as if for like the whole entire year? How would you say you want to shape this whole year to come?
Man, this year, 2021, we're already starting off with a bang. Man, pop-ups. So I could be out there talking to people. You know, that's something about me. I'd rather talk to you, let you know about the brand, and, you know, pictures and all of that's cool. But, you know, hearing what I got to say and hearing what we can do in this these communities and for each other, that's the biggest thing for me. And so, you know, I have a pop-up coming up the 24th, another pop-up the 30th, maybe a Valentine's Day pop-up. And we're just going to keep popping up, you know, popping up. Right, you know, and then get ready for summertime. Now we're already getting the designs ready for summer releases, and then, you know, and that'll be getting ready, putting those orders in next month, so getting those by March, April, getting ready for the spring, summer, and then we're back with the sweaters, baby. You know, I'm a big sweater and hoodie fan, so, you know, t-shirts is cool, but, man, I love the hoodies and the,
I'm out to get some, bro, some hoodies. Yeah, I'm a big hoodie person. Yeah, I'm a big hoodie person. Yeah, tell me the story earlier, man, on how you came to L.A. Please tell me the story again.
Yeah, man, so I was working on this TV show in Charlotte.
I can't wait to see your stuff, bro, as well. I'm about to get some hoodies.
Oh, yeah, thank you, brother. And so I was working on this TV show. No, let me tell you how I started working on the TV show. So I was working at this bar. I had just graduated college. Working at this rundown bar called The Fox in Winston-Salem. And my cousin's boyfriend at the time called me and was like, hey, man, I got a friend who is looking for some people to be on a TV show. So he knew that I was trying to act. So he gave me the information, and so I reached out to him. His name was Mark. When I talked to him, he said, no, this is not to be on the show, because I wanted to be an actor. This is to work on the show. This is what I went to college for. So I was like, cool. That's perfect, actually. So he was like, can you be here at 6 o'clock in the morning? And it's 2 o'clock in the morning at the bar right now. So I'm like, yeah, I'll be there. So I get off work, take a shower, you go straight down, drive an hour, you know, and that's, you know. And long story short, at the last day of, you know, the show, I dressed up, passed my resume around, and, you know, hopefully someone will say, hey, man, I want you to come back. And no one did. And so I hit up Mark, the guy who gave me the job, and I asked him, like, hey, man, give me an opportunity. And he said, I'll give you 30 days. So I shipped my car out here, and I had $300, and I came, and the second day I was out here, I lost my keys, so I had to use $200 of that $300 to get some new keys, and rest is history.
And here you are now, man.
Yeah, man. That was a 2011, 2010, 2011.
And you told me, like, you came out here and super, dude, you have, like, a lot of belief in the higher, just coming out here, like, you know, on some random stuff like that, and actually coming out here wanting to make something of yourself. Right. Like, I give you props. Like, that's, I've heard many stories of a lot of people who have done that, but it's very rare the amount of people that have, you know, come across me. But that's crazy that you did that, and I mean, the fact that you've held it down all these years out here in LA as well, like, that just showcases what you're possible of creating, you know, like,
right, you just gotta want it bad enough and humble yourself, and nothing's beneath you. And you know, it's like, man, I'll take any job, I'll do anything, you know. And I told myself, like, I'm not gonna fail. And so
I feel like it's a mindset you gotta tell yourself, you know,
right? Yeah,
in times like that, like, you just have to kind of like put the seatbelt on, buckle it, and yo, let's go.
You know? Let's go. And man, it's been many days crying, nights crying, and missing family.
I relate, man.
And you know, but I know at the end of this, it's gonna be something amazing.
Prosperity and growth, bro, you know, and success, man.
And this process, this journey, man, it's fun. It's exciting.
It's an interesting journey, huh?
It's exciting, man. It's, you know, I can, from all the apartments I done moved to, studios stayed in, and like, man, sometimes I wish I could do it again. I'd do it again. The you know,
incense is like, go back and just do it all.
Do it, you know. I mean, and maybe change a couple of tickets, a car tickets too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, but
that's 100% because those parking tickets.
I done built some stuff out here in Los Angeles. I'm pretty sure I have. I done built a parking deck or something with all the tickets I didn't pay.
Yeah, the parking signs do not play in LA. They really do not.
You know,
when I first came from Puerto Rico, I was super confused with all the signs, and I was honestly, I did not know what was happening. I ended up in some debt with some parking tickets because of that. So, I know.
I can tell you about that.
But no, definitely. How would you say? Because I know you told me, like, you are in connection with a lot of people with helping out and a lot of child organizations. How has it been for you collaborating, like, collaborative wise with people? How has that experience been with you within, you know, the brand and everything, and networking with more people?
I mean, right now, man, this is new. Like, it's, again, I started, in...
Tell me, August?
Like, August, you know what I mean? And so this is January. So right now we're just building and just trying to make the right connections and do the right things. And, you know, and so that's going to be the first organization that I'll be working with and starting with. But, you know, I got a lot of people that I would like to collab with, doing classes and learning different things and teaching kids. So, man, if you ever want to come down and let's, you know, do a little youth class or something.
I'm going to talk to you about right now, actually. I believe in that, you know, giving back to the youth is very important, 100%. They are our future, and, you know, we got to protect them, and we have to help in any way because, you know, going back, I don't know if I probably mentioned this in other podcasts or not, but, you know, I don't come from us as, you know, people of color. We don't come from the highest, at least I don't. So I've been needing to learn how it is to kind of build your way, you know, with many things. So for me to give back to youth or anybody, you know, who's less fortunate, 100%. Like, that's why we do the charity events with the brand. And I'm actually trying to do that every month now from here to the end of 2021 as much as I can. We did it last month in December, and that charity event really was an eye-opener, seeing, you know, people out there who can't afford, you know, just to take care of themselves with even the most littlest things. Like, you know, we're not rich, we're not super, you know, successful like that yet to say, but we have enough with a roof over our head that we can take care, like, complete care of covering 60-70 bucks, you know what I mean?
Right.
And we got to bless a couple people for the week before Christmas, and it was super, like, a blessing to have done that. So we definitely, that's something I'm gonna start highlighting every month this year. But I do definitely want to give back to the youth, and what you were saying, that's the part that super intrigued me about your company when you mentioned it to me, because those are, like, similarities I feel me and you have going on. It's all about giving back, you know. It really is about paying forward, because it comes to a point where you kind of have to think, like, you know, what is your purpose? What are you doing here? You know, why are you here? What really can you contribute at least, you know, I personally think like that. I could tell you think like that as well. Right. You're also in the same mindset. Like, we gotta give something back. Like, this is life. It's a one way journey, you know.
We're all here to be servants,
as impactful as we can. To each other, you know. How you treat people is one thing, you know. Are you a big book reader by chance?
I could lie, but I'm not gonna do that today. I'm doing more.
Yeah. I'm gonna recommend this book to you. It's called Start With Why. Mm-hmm. A good friend recommended it to me, and really, definitely, it's an interesting book. It just pretty much has you question a lot of why in your life, like why you do what you do, and you know the direction that you're going. Why is it that direction? Why is it the way that you feel? Why is, you know, the why to your life, basically. So I'm gonna recommend that to you. Read that, check it out, and I'm gonna tap in with you in a month, 2 months from now, bro. Let me know how you feel about the book. It really is. If you don't like reading books like that, they also have the audio. Anybody who's also interested, tap in and to Start With Why. They have audio versions of that book available too. It's pretty cool. Has you just question like why is the reality of what you're living, your life, you know. It's pretty interesting to sometimes, I think, take a moment, take a break and analyze everything in your life and where you're going, you know. A lot of directions. There's so many directions that our lives can go throughout the day that, you know, you have to keep yourself balanced out here.
Right.
But it's super, super warming and like cool to see somebody who's also out here, you know, trying to create possibilities for other people. And that's completely what, you know, caught my eye with you. And I was like, damn, that's tight. You know, it's cool.
Appreciate it, man.
It's very rare I come across people like within brands and within certain things who are trying to, you know, give back in a certain type of way. You have to have that faith out here. The hire and just, you know, success and, you know, bringing in any help to anybody's path.
Right.
How would you say, where do you plan to be by the end of this year with Rich Mind?
Man, by the end of this year, man,
I want to
have, you know, my following up on Instagram. I want to, you know, have at least 15 pop-ups done at the end of the year. And just, you know, see the growth in the different ideas and the logos and, you know, reaching more of the kids, getting more of the kid clothing and infant clothing going. That aspect, I got the adults line lined down, you know, pretty much, you know, nailed in the coffin. So now, you know, just working on the kids line and the toddler line. And, you know, I got sites for Target or, you know, like H&M and, now, somebody's gonna buy this.
Oh, what?
So, you know, yeah. My goal is all about growth and just build. It's not a race. It's a marathon. I'm putting that, laying the brick down piece by piece.
And the marathon continues.
Right. And the marathon continues. And it's putting it down correctly, man. So, for me, it's just all about just putting in the good work. Just putting in the good ideas and working with the right people. And so that's my goal for this year.
It goes back to working a lot with the right people, bro. Honestly, from what I've learned and from what I've been taking so far as a brand, it goes a lot to working with the right people and making sure the people around you have the same, at least, right, clear vision of you as a person and you and what you're doing.
Right.
And it goes a lot to collaborative work.
Right. Right.
But I told you, it's collections. It's a lot of connections out here, especially in LA, as in you as a person and as a brand, you know, mm-hmm, being as collaborative as you can be with it.
Right.
So, I mean, you met me, so, yo, that's already one connection going up for you. And this is, you know, we have you here now for the podcast, mm-hmm, so I'm super stoked that you got to come.
You know? Thank you, man. I appreciate
your
you
story,
having me.
Yeah, man. You know, your story is a blessing to hear, and, you know, don't stop. You have me as a friend now as well for help. So, you know, all the possibilities is here to help create other possibilities. And I'm using it as a platform to help bring in more people like-minded like you. Mm-hmm. And for us to all be linked and, you know, just carry a path to help a better society.
Right,
you
right.
know, like that's why we're doing what we're doing.
And your events, man, let me know when you're giving back. Let me know. I want to tap in. You know, definitely show up.
Definitely.
And whatever we got to do to keep building and help each other out, man, I'm here for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you, brother, for coming today to this ATP Sit and Talk. I appreciate you for coming and spreading some vibes and knowledge. I'm going to ask you a question, though, before we go, bro. What does all the possibilities mean to you, bro? How would you define all the possibilities?
Man, all the possibilities is everything is real. Everything is in your grasp. Everything is in your hand. Everything is obtainable. You just got to find your piece of the puzzle, and all the possibilities are real.
100%. Thank you, bro, for coming today. I wish your brand and your line, everything you do, nothing but success. Thank you for coming today. I'm here to help. So cheers to the future and to what we have going on this year. I'm looking forward to seeing everything you do this year as well, man. Right. Any help you need, let us know. We'll go tackle it together, bro.
And thank you, man. And if you ever want to see anything like we got at Richmond Supply Co., you can go to IG at rich_mindsupplyco. You can go to www.richmindsupplyco.com. Check me out. Hit me up. Ping me. I write back. I talk back. I message back. I DM back.
Let's go. 2021. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's do it, man. All the possibilities. Rich Mind.
We'll catch you guys in another episode. Thank you guys for listening today. And take care. Stay safe.